Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Best in Soccer Talk is on the air on the heels of Fred and AJ and the Blitz. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Where do we begin tonight? Well, the good news is I didn't have to do any video watching on Fred and AJ's show prior to coming in here, so it's a good feel. Tyler Scott behind the glass as always. We do stream at ESPN975.com. Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. We've put some videos up over there. Carly Lloyd's new hot sauce. Among other things, Brazil winning gold. And we'll talk about that tonight. The show number to call in is always 713-780-3776. Discuss, debate, agree, disagree. That's all you need to know. But there is a platform for you here, and I wish you, the soccer fan, will take that platform, whether it's the Premier League, the Italian League, Liga MX, whether it's a Dynamo, whatever you want to reflect on, you do have an opportunity to do it here. Each and every week, it's 2 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Week two of the Premier League complete, and for Manchester United, Manchester City, and Chelsea fans, all is going according to plan. Oh, yeah, and Hull City as well. Looks though as though DeAndre Yedlin is set to become a Newcastle player in Northern England. That's interesting. I'm going to ask one of my guests tonight, Warren Barton, about that, the Fox analyst who did play for Newcastle. He will be on the show tonight. Christian Roldan of the Seattle Sounders, 21 years of age, one of the young rising stars in Major League Soccer, had a goal and assist in a 3-1 win over Portland in front of 50,000 last weekend, also drew the penalty. He's going to talk about playing with Clint Dempsey, Nicolas Lodero, and the coaching change that has occurred in Seattle. Seattle is making their playoff push right now. So there's another good guest, Christian Roldan. Wade Barrett, the Dynamo manager, I caught up with him at training today. I got some insight from him on loan players. You know, are the Dynamo accumulating loan players? I know they're doing deals here, but sometimes the whole loan situation for me is interesting because it is non-committal in a way. It is a good way to do business, but it is non-committal. In other words, if you're doing a loan with a guy, it means you're not totally convinced. And you're going to get a look at them. And you're going to factor in a lot of criteria, what they do in training, how they interact with the rest of your group. But the bottom line is you got to see them in MLS competition to round it out. You have to. And it's an interesting scenario with the manager, Wade Barrett, who's still trying to earn the job. I think the Dynamo are going to hire him. And I'm going to talk tonight a little bit about why I think, if in fact that's where Dynamo president Chris Canetti, GM Matt Jordan, and owner Gabriel Brenner are, if they are convinced that it's going to be Wade, then give him the job now. Don't wait till the end of the season. And I'll tell you why that's important. We'll go down to beautiful Guadalajara. Tom Marshall of ESPN FC is going to join us. Chicharito apparently breaking his hand. We'll get some reaction on that. Tom is always a great guest, as well as Warren Barton of Fox Sports. He did the Roma game today. They crash out of the Champions League. Sorry, Roma fans. So, platform is yours. 713-780-3776 is the number. Brazil have grabbed that elusive gold medal to complete winning every major tournament in world soccer. It was uplifting. Neymar lived up to it. We'll talk about that tonight, but I think some are conditioning this as this is the revenge on the trouncing by Germany 7-1 in the World Cup. Don't try that. It's not the same thing. Some have tried to use this as a Band-Aid on that emotional loss. Yes, it helps emotionally as a soccer-playing nation. Two completely different things. The Olympics and a World Cup. Should Wade Barrett be hired as the by the Dynamo as the manager? I want to get your thoughts on that tonight. 713-780-3776. We can talk about Dynamo needs, and we can talk about upcoming Premier League games this weekend as well. I got a boatload of tickets. We got Dynamo Seattle Sounders tomorrow night. That's a game that's on Root Sports, 7:30. The pregame show will start. We've got Dynamo FC Dallas on Saturday. So a couple of real big MLS teams coming into town. Star-laden Seattle tomorrow night with Clint Dempsey, Nicolas Lodero. He is one to watch in Major League Soccer. The Sounders have not lost since the coaching change and the acquisition of Lodero, who, by the way, a key figure in bringing him to Seattle was Ziggy Schmidt, the manager that was let go. Of course, he was working with Guillermo Barros-Schelotto, the coach of Boca Juniors, who in Columbus, Ziggy used as a playmaker to win an MLS Cup. So 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. And as always, we thank all our great sponsors for joining the show. And there's my sister calling me. I didn't turn my phone off. Checking up on me. I love that. Got a beautiful sister named Meredith out in San Diego. So how's that for impromptu radio, Tyler Scott? You like that?
I like it.
Yeah, it's good stuff right there. All right, we've got some interesting things off the soccer page as well. Get over to Facebook Soccer Matters. Now, what did you think of the open letter that came from Gabriel Brenner, the owner of the Houston Dynamo? It's up over on Facebook Soccer Matters. A lot of talk there about Wade Barrett making it a harder team to play against, a more defensive team. The one thing that I really took out of Mr. Brenner's piece, and he's a respectable man. I've met him a number of times. He is a respectable man. And, you know, one wonders if he's waiting to really put his imprint on this team even more. But the one thing we did hear was bigger players in December. Cap space has been created with Giles Barnes. And, you know, there's going to be more room made here in a number of differing ways with the Dynamo. So 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight to get your hands and arms and your thoughts wrapped around the Premier League, the Houston Dynamo, and Brazil. What did you think of the gold medal? I do think that living up to it in a big way was Neymar. I don't think there's any question. He was a difference in them winning the gold medal. So all kudos to Neymar leading that team to the title. Hits the game-winning penalty in front of a huge crowd. And he's the darling of an entire nation. And it was a much-needed, uplifting piece of soccer success for Brazil based on the context of hosting a World Cup and absolutely getting thrashed by Germany. So good stuff for Brazil. Brazilian fans, I would like to get your thoughts on that tonight. 713-780-3776. Liverpool fans, well, guess what? You got past Burton. So you did get a win after a loss in Premier League play. This was the second round of cup play. So it's a bounce back. It's a big win over Burton Albion. It's one that was needed. And a smaller club with 7,000 people in attendance to see Liverpool. So Liverpool bounces back. As I mentioned, Roma crashing out to Porto. And Porto deserves the kudos after a 1-1 first leg. Coming to Rome and essentially knocking out a Serie A squad. So that one's over. Here's Alejandro Bedoya's youth club demanding a cut of his transfer fee. Interesting. Bedoya, as you know, went to the Philadelphia Union from Nantes in France. fee was $1 million, apparently, according to sources that told ESPN FC. His Florida youth club, Weston FC, is apparently going to be entitled to a cut of the transfer fee, according to the Regulations on the Status and Transfer of Players, RSTP, in what is called a solidarity payment. Remember, he played at Fairleigh Dickinson University, then went to Boston College, and you know, he was a guy that it kind of went under the radar, flew under the radar a bit, according to Dave Major, my friend who's a coach at St. John's, who was trying to get him. Houston-based attorney, who I know, Corey Roth, is involved in this, representing Weston FC in the matter, said he's in the process of sending a demand letter to USSF, MLS, and the union, requesting the solidarity payment be made. If their payment is not made, which seems almost certain, then Roth says he plans to take up the matter with FIFA's dispute resolution chamber on Weston FC's behalf. So we'll have to get Corey Roth on the show at some point, because he is a local guy. His father, Gary, was an attorney as well. 713-780-3776, that's the number to call in here tonight. Interesting article by Jeff Carlisle, who's been a guest on this show, and talks about the Ziggy Schmidt-Dempsey relationship, which was not good at Seattle. I mean, we heard a lot of rumblings on that. He's got some quotes from Ziggy Schmidt in this one, who did definitely take the high road. Ziggy said, quote, "I know I spoke to a lot of players after I got let go who reached out. I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me," Schmidt said. "I think everybody is looking at the last game in Kansas City, and on a tough, hot, warm, humid day, coming off an emotional, very hard loss in the Open Cup to the Galaxy. We gave the game away in the end." Quote, "I think, yes, some guys didn't necessarily put in their maximum effort in that particular game. I don't think I lost the locker room, but that's probably better for somebody else to say." All right, so there you have it. Ziggy goes on and says, quote, "You always have a few individuals that maybe don't respond as well as some other individuals do. That's common in any locker room." So whenever you hear coaches say, "Oh, our locker room's amazing," understand there's a pecking order. There are jealousies. It's like a family. Nothing is ever perfect. What has to be perfect is the respect level between the players and the manager and amongst the players when they step on the field to play in matches. That's essential. I didn't get along with every teammate I had, but when we played, I respected them. And I'm sure not every teammate liked me, quite frankly. It's just the way it works. But this, "Oh, our locker room is perfect," that's coach speak. You do want a culture, you do want a healthy locker room, and you do need good locker room guys, but respect is the word that must be factored in here. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Bilal, you started off tonight. What's up, Bilal?
Good, good, good. How are you, Glenn?
Very good, sir.
I wanted to get your thoughts on two things. One, it's a well-deserved win for Brazil. But with Neymar playing, what difference do you think it would have made had he played in the World Cup final?
If Neymar played in the World Cup final?
Yes.
What do you mean? Brazil wasn't in the World Cup final.
When they played against Germany.
Oh, in the German game. That's right. He was out injured at the time, right?
Yes.
Oh, I think Germany has to look at Brazil a little bit differently. But I think on that day, Germany was a machine. They annihilated Brazil. They had a lot of the ball. Tactically, they were superior. I thought Brazil was a house of cards in that last World Cup. I thought it was based on a lot of emotion. That whole bizarre, you know, throwing their arms up to the fans on every single throw-in, that to me was a sign that they weren't confident as a team and it wasn't well put together. So to me, they were always a house of cards ready to get knocked down. Also, if you go back to the prior World Cup before that, you'll remember Germany dismantled Argentina and exposed Diego Maradona as not a soccer coach, but as a cheerleader, because that was the first game that Maradona had to tactically provide some acumen. He didn't. And they got absolutely ripped apart. So could it have made a difference? Yeah. In the end, was it going to be a convincing Germany win? I believe it would have been. Yes.
I think I would agree. When watching this Gold Cup match, the gold medal match, you could get a sense that Germany was ready to just sort of let it all out and let the floodgates open, because there were plenty of missed opportunities for Germany. The one that sticks out to mind was when the keeper caught it and he was inside the goal. That mm-hmm. was probably that at that moment you could tell something could happen and could swing Germany's way.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it would have made a difference.
No. The other question I had for you, with Manchester United sort of 2-0 right now and hitting their stride, where do you see Bastian Schweinsteiger in their lineup? Or do you think he's going to be...
He's gone. He's gone. He's not going to be a part of Manchester United.
That's just—he's not even anywhere near the
you're
first not, team.
I don't think you're going to see him on the field for Manchester United. I think that there's attempts to move him and to end up somewhere else. He's got teammates speaking out saying he's been disrespected by Mourinho and Manchester United, and not dealt with properly. So, you know, we'll see where the future places Schweinsteiger. But I don't think he's in Jose Mourinho's plans. I think that's pretty apparent.
Would it be the same thing as saying Joe Hart and Pep Guardiola, Joe Hart probably being on his way out, maybe to Everton?
Yeah, that's a little different, and I'll tell you why it's a little bit different, because Hart has been a full-time starter. He's essentially in the prime of his career, and that really is more because tactically they want a different type of goalkeeper, a guy that's better with his feet. That's why likely Claudio Bravo is going to be brought in, and that's... I mean, I think when Pep Guardiola got the job, I'm sure Joe Hart went, oh, wow, this guy always likes Latin-type goalkeepers that have a slightly different skill set than him. He's an excellent goalkeeper. Maybe he's loaned out somewhere. We'll see. But this is all the Pep master plan.
It's going to be an interesting season.
Man,
to
I'm
watch
loving
this
stuff.
Plan.
I mean, I'm absolutely loving it. It's the year of the manager. It's so exciting.
I am. I'm looking forward to the City United game, the Jose Mourinho-Pep Guardiola rivalry, and see how they shape it out over the season.
Oh, yeah. They need to be in a death match. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, winner takes all.
Yep. Big profile, big celebrity managers. That's what rules in the Premier League. Big clubs have to have big celebrity managers, and that's what they're doing.
It's gonna be a soap opera this season for sure.
Gotta love it, but you know what? We're gonna throw Antonio Conte in that mix. We're gonna throw in Ayator Krankor, the former player at Real Madrid who played Major League Soccer, who's the manager of Middlesbrough. He's got them off to a good start. So, Bilal, we got to hit a hard break here. Thank you very much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn Davis speaking as a host of Soccer Matters. I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. It's the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything, but we know that's not true. We agree on a lot. What do we agree on? Puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. 3-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, and Cristiano. Did I just say Cristiano? Do we all agree on Cristiano and Messi? I don't think we do. You know what else everybody loves, though? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself Tuesday nights for the best in soccer talk right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, sixth caller, you got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Seattle Sounders at 713-780-3776. Sixth caller, pair of tickets to see Clint Dempsey, Nicolas Lodero, the Dynamo Seattle tomorrow night. Sixth caller.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Man, when I put those tickets out, did the boards light up? People going to be heading to Seattle-Houston Dynamo tomorrow. I've also got FC Dallas tickets to give away. Hey, by the way, Amigo Energy wants to save you money. I'll tell you why and tell you how. Amigo Energy has a solution for saving money. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy. You want to save money, You need that little area in life where you can maybe save a few bucks. It's Amigo Energy. You got to look into it. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission, 5-star rated provider. That's right. You get both great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. AmigoEnergy.com/Soccer Matters. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters and sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. For details on the $50 offer, www.AmigoEnergy.com. The Bud Light Party reminds you. People say the country is divided, that we disagree on everything. It's not true, as I speak for the Bud Light Party. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, queso, and margaritas. You know what else everybody loves? They'll tell you what they love. Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself Tuesday nights for the best in soccer talk. All right, let's go down to Mexico right now, live via the phone. Good personal friend. One of our great correspondents, and you can get all his writings on ESPN FC. He's Tom Marshall. Tom joins us now, and we appreciate Tom coming on the show. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. All good. I'm living in Guadalajara, yeah. Can't complain.
Holding everything down in Guadalajara?
Yeah. It's all good. Lots of games. Nothing, you know, it never stops, does it, really? And then, obviously, with the league going on and then the national team, games coming up in a little over a week. So, yeah, keeping busy.
All right. Tough call here for Bayer Leverkusen. Javier Chicharito Hernandez apparently has fractured his hand. He's going to miss some World Cup qualifiers as well for Mexico. How's the reaction down there in Guadalajara?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's bad for him. He's had a really good preseason. He's been scoring a lot of goals. And obviously, you know, he seems to have... to put that 7-0 defeat in the Copa America kind of behind him. He was moving on with his club season. But, you know, I think the hand injury with which he picked up falling down the stairs, unbelievably, it's going to keep him out of the upcoming Mexico games against El Salvador and Honduras. So, you know, it's a case of, you know, who can replace him now.
Does he want to move away from Bayer Leverkusen after such a successful year last year in the Bundesliga?
I don't think so. I mean, I know he comes out and he says sometimes that, you know, you never know what's going to happen in football, but I think it's kind of just rhetoric more than, you know, him actually wanting to move away. I think, you know, he's in the Champions League. I think, you know, maybe you can make the argument that if he wasn't in the Champions League, then you know, he could consider a move. But I think he knows he's in a really good place. And, you know, one of the things, Glenn, about Leverkusen, apart from, you know, what most people, I think, know about him doing well, but I think the style of play that Roger Schmidt employs is, you know, really suits Chicharito. They play really fast attacking football, and I think it opens up the space for him to, which is, you know, that's what he's best at, you know, his movement into finding space in the final third.
Tom, you put something out about Carlos Salcedo 2 days ago, and I think this is a fascinating story. By the way, he was on Chivas. He's now going to head to Europe, but Chivas is coming to Houston. A third-party promoter is putting on a Chivas game, and the opponent they picked was the Houston Dynamo. That'll be down at BBVA Compass Stadium September 4th. So I just wanted to put that in there. But this is an interesting story because Salcedo, as we know, played in MLS for Real Salt Lake. Wasn't much around him. I don't think he wowed anybody. And here we are, as you write in your article, 18 months later, the 22-year-old has become the latest player to disembark the conveyor belt of exports. He's going from Chivas to Fiorentina in the Serie A. Shed a little light on this story because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, Salcedo came down straight from Real Salt Lake. I don't think he was getting the opportunities that he wanted up in MLS. And basically, just as soon as he got here, he was the starting centre-back for Chivas. He just looked like a very mature player, and he was ready for the Mexican First Division. You know, he's had some off-field problems with his family life, personal life, but, you know, he seems that he's kept it together on the field. And, you know, one of the things about Salcedo is that, you know, I interviewed him even before we'd really made a proper debut, even with Real Salt Lake. And, you know, one of the lines in my article was Salcedo's ambition is to go to the Olympics and then go to Europe. So this is a kid who's just been so focused on on moving to Europe. It's just exactly what he wanted to do, and that's why he came from, made the move from Real Salt Lake to Chivas. You know, it's interesting. I think there was a clause in his contract which meant that, you know, his price tag was accessible to European clubs, because I think a lot of the time Mexican players kind of get priced out the market by their own clubs. So, yeah, it's interesting. The other thing is it was actually an American agent. He's now represented by an American agent. So it was him who did the deal between Chivas and Fiorentina.
Do you know the American agent's name, Tom, by any chance?
Yeah, Lyle York.
Lyle York, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know him. I want to parlay this into, you know, how different maybe the look at players, Mexican players, is here in the United States and then, of course, in the Mexican League. Because we've seen some players here in the United States that are Mexican-Americans that didn't really seem to be valued as highly here. And then they go to the Mexican League and they seem to fit in better there. A lot of it has to do with playing style. But how differently do you think that do Mexican clubs look at players as opposed to Major League Soccer clubs?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Glenn. With I think it's the size thing. I think even from a young age, I mean, you know, obviously I'm not there in the States, but from speaking to a lot of players who are down here, I feel like, you know, still that thing where if a player is small, as a teenager or as a youth, then there's a tendency for him to get overlooked, where obviously the game down here in Mexico is much more technical, so, you know, they rely more on the technical abilities than maybe the physical ones. I mean, you know, I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. Ideally, I think you'd have the combination of both. But yeah, I think there is a difference, and, you know, I think Mexican-American players are highly sought after, partly because of their upbringing in the States. I mean, you know, education-wise, in terms of, you know, even like the food and stuff. And I just think the people directors of football down in Mexico really appreciate, and they're very aware of what, you know, Mexican-American players can bring to the table for Liga MX teams.
He's Tom Marshall, ESPN FC, joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. All right, so the Mexico Olympic performance, touch on that a little bit, how the reaction was in Mexico. Of course, they went into the Olympics as the defending gold medalists. Things did not work out for Mexico in this tournament. So your thoughts on that, and you know, is it conditioned with the fact that Uribe Peralta got injured?
I mean, you know, the reaction has been fierce because, you know, another two separate teams, but I mean, Mexico's summer was all built around, you know, a really good Copa America and then defending the Olympic title. So obviously, we all know what happened at the Copa America and then in the Olympics, you go out the group stage. You know, I think, you know, it didn't go down well at all, but I think you have to have perspective in terms of the Olympics. I think when Mexico won gold, so much was made about it, probably too much. And I think now too much is being made about Mexico pulling out at the group stage. I think at the end of the day, if Mexico can get four or five of those players who played in Rio into the full national team in the next 2-3 years, then it'll be as highly successful as a youth program. I think the players are there. I just don't think it was a well-coached side. I thought the formation was all wrong. I didn't think it fit with the players. But, you know, I think players like Irving Lozano, Eric Gutierrez, Rodolfo Pizarro, you know, Cesar Montes, Carlos Salcedo, I think they're all going to have really good careers, and I think they're going to be, you know, near the national team sooner rather than later. Perhaps even, I think we're waiting on Wednesday. I've heard that it'll be Wednesday, or if not Thursday, when Carlos Salcedo is going to name the next Mexico squad. So, you know, it's something to keep an eye on if one or two of those players will be in there.
Tom, what's the biggest storyline for you in Liga MX right now?
I think probably the quantity of foreign players this season following the opening up of the league with the new 10-8 rule, which means that each 18-man squad can have 10 foreign players in it. And we're seeing teams now like Tijuana and Monterrey play with kind of 9 or 10 foreign-born players. And, I mean, I think it's there's a tendency in the league in right now. It's only really going one way, and it's towards more and more foreigners. And the big question, obviously, is how are young Mexicans going to get a chance in this in their own first division?
Well, I see this as really, really dangerous, and this is being purveyed by the owners of the teams, and they're losing sight of making sure that that's a league that bread and butter, spine of the league, is based on the Mexican player. And this, I mean, if this continues, this is going to definitely have some effect on the full Mexican national team. And I think to a degree we might be seeing this slightly in the U.S. as well. We don't have a lot of American players in roles of responsibility on teams. We have few, you know, starting consistent American strikers, I think, in Major League Soccer as well as in the playmaking role. So these are really two very big stories to keep an eye on, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I'm surprised, to be honest, Glenn, that more hasn't been made of it in the States as well. Because, like you said, there's especially certain positions where you like, you know, striker down in Mexico as well. There's no real Mexican strikers at the minute playing the league. I mean, literally a handful. But, I mean, you know, because Mexico and the United States aren't traditionally, you know, countries that export massive players, it leaves your player pool extremely shallow. And yes, I mean, you know, and we could probably talk about it all night, but it's almost like what's happening in Mexico now is like what happened in 1992 in England with the Premier League. I mean, you know, the league has completely broken away from the federation, and the interests are now completely different. So it's just, can they reconcile? Are they even interested in reconciling? Is the league of Mets interested in, you know, forwarding the interests of the Mexican national team, and it doesn't look like they're that interested right now.
It's very dangerous. I mean, we only have to look to the Premier League to see the effects it can have on a full national team, and that's always been the cry in England and in the Premier League, is that, you know, few English players are in roles of responsibility in certain areas that would then translate over to the full national team. Tom, as always, we thank you very much for coming on the program. Great stuff. We thank you very much.
No problem, Glenn. And yeah, hope all's well, and speak very soon.
All's well on my end, and by the way, you got to send me some good dates to come down to Guadalajara to see when there's a Guadalajara derby or something, okay?
Yeah, definitely, no problem.
All right, I appreciate that. Tom Marshall, ESPN FC, great job. You can get his writings over at ESPN FC. He's got some very interesting stuff over there, week in and week out, so he's a guy you do need to follow him as well, and you can do that on Twitter, and I will get his Twitter handle. I think it's Mexico World Cup. International soccer. How about this? Now, here's another challenge real quickly here for the Houston Dynamo. The amount of content that's coming from Mexico through Houston, it can either be looked at as competition or opportunity. Tigres is going to come here and play Santos on Friday, October 7th. Here's another game that's set up, 8 p.m. down at BBVA Compass Stadium. September 4th, I believe, the Dynamo will take on Chivas. So at least the Dynamo get to put their product out in that game against Chivas. Those games are tricky because you can enhance your reputation or you can not enhance your reputation. All right, we got a little game on now. Let's do it, Tyler.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on.
Well, I've got a lot to talk about here this week, and in this edition of Game On for 90, my interviews with President Chris Kennedy and Matt Jordan a couple weeks ago, it is my belief out of those interviews, just me, that Wade Barrett is going to be hired as a new manager of the Dynamo. Ownership and the Dynamo top brass on my show made it clear they're happy with Wade Barrett, making the Dynamo, quote, a harder team to beat, obviously a very good improved defensive record, and an improved team culture. Now, Wade Barrett, as we all know, he's an upstanding guy, very honest guy, had an outstanding career, Dynamo captain, part of the two MLS Cup winning teams in 6 and 7. Very intelligent, very thoughtful, very analytical. The Dynamo gave him the job as an interim manager, but if they intend to hire them, which I believe they do, then give him the job now. And here is why, in my humble opinion. Say what you want. Wade Barrett, in this moment, is trying to earn the head coaching job while in a dual position trying to improve the club and the team based on the players he's got right now. That means his focus is basically on the next game, tomorrow night against Seattle. His lens is not as forward-thinking or expanded based on that, because his desire is to make sure he gets the job. And who can blame him? Commit to him and you will get a manager that will now have to be forced, not that Wade would have to be, to think longer term, to think big picture, and to expand his lens into decisions that will have implications down the road, not just in the short term. So you hire him now, and his vision has to become farther searching. If you don't hire him now, but do it at the end of the current season, then you're going to delay the inevitable, which is the ability to plan for the future. The choice of the next Dynamo manager is vital. I was of the mindset that a manager from a foreign perspective should have come as a Latin manager before Owen Coyle was hired. A Mexican manager. Efrain Flores, a Vucetich, whatever. A Latin manager was the way to go, in my opinion, humbly, before Owen Coyle. Doesn't matter. It's history now. Coyle was hired on his credentials. And, you know, you would think you would want somebody to put together a team in a Latin city that could have got the best out of Kubo Torres, would then bring recruiting connections in Mexico and South America, and involvement in youth development side of things as well. It's all easy in hindsight. I know that from my position. If it is Barrett the Dynamo want, then hire him so he can get going on the task of planning the next phase of the Houston Dynamo, because the Dynamo have a long way to go. And that's Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. All right, we'll take a quick break when we come back. Speaking of Wade Barrett, 6-minute interview with him down at training today. I'm going to unleash the fury on you. I want to continue to take phone calls at 713-780-3776. And Brazilian Ronaldo, the great Ronaldo, his top 11 ever. And guess who it doesn't include? I'm going to give you that. Sixth caller right now. You got a pair of Dynamo FC Dallas tickets for Saturday. Right now, sixth caller. Irish pub with an Irish feel. It's the Gorgeous Gale. Head over to Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. Get a pint and a bite. Whiskey offering. Say hello to my friend Peter. TheGorgeousGale.com is an official Soccer Matters pub, as is the Richmond Arms and also the Queen's Head Pub, King's Head Pub, and Bar Munich, who held our great player reunion event down there. Take a break. 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5.
All right. I got something to say. Yeah. It's better to burn out. Yeah. Than fade away.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
I got Tyler Scott laughing. I'm doing my best impersonation of Joe Elliott last night with Def Leppard. This is no lie. I just hit talkback and I said, I want to hear Rock of Ages. So I want to hear that German line. What did my producer, Tyler Scott, say?
Already had it ready.
Already queued up. That is awesome.
I figured you hadn't asked for a Def Leppard song yet, so why not play one, you know?
Yeah, I'm recovering a little bit. Nah, it's a great band. I'm a big live music guy. Concert guy like Tyler, so we have something very much in common there. Wondering if any of you were at the Def Leppard concert last night. 713-780-3776 is a number. Quick word here for Bar Munich. I want to really thank my good friend Raymond down at Bar Munich. Put on a great event where we had all the former professional soccer players come into town from the Houston Stars, Houston Hurricanes, Summit Soccer, Houston Dynamos, and also Houston Hotshots. We had a great time. We thank the Dynamo also for their support of the event. So Bar Munich, thank you very much for that party on Friday night. We appreciate that. Unfortunately, we didn't get to walk the players. We didn't get to walk out on the field due to the game being canceled and moved to Sunday. A lot of these guys had flights, and they had to get home. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com. You call 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. you need support when you have a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial. It can become emotional. You need somebody that's going to treat your case as if it's their own. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm will do that. They'll be able to calm you down, get you focused in on what is right for you. The Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And a big thanks also to our great Soccer Matters pubs, the Gorgeous Gale. Told you about them over on 5555 Morningside. The Richmond Arms, obviously over on Richmond Institution over there. I think Arsenal fans go there. Liverpool fans go over to the Gorgeous Gale. And then King's Head Pub. And also, as we mentioned, the Bar Munich. So great soccer-watching pubs, whether it's the Dynamo, it doesn't matter. Get over, support them. They support your game. And again, I've got a platform here for you tonight, 713-780-3776. All right, it was down at Dynamo training today, ahead of their game with Seattle tomorrow night. That's a game that 7:30 on Root Sports pregame show. Eddie Robinson and I will have the call of that game. We'll take you through a pregame and a postgame. Clint Dempsey, Nicholas Ladero coming to town. They're in their hottest phase of the season. They're pushing to make the playoffs. Lots of incentive for the Seattle Sounders, because if they take 3 points, they'll jump into the sixth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. And, of course, the Dynamo continuing to build towards next year. Although I will tell you, nobody is closing the door on the playoffs, whether it's Wade Barrett, the GM Matt Jordan. And that's an interesting one. We can debate that, because you think differently when you still have the door open for the playoffs as opposed to maybe rebuilding. And that sort of ties in with my Game On for 90, which was about getting Wade Barrett hired, if in fact that's the guy you want. If you want him, hire him now. Don't wait till the end of the season. That would be my perception on that one. All right, here is the manager, Wade Barrett, from earlier today down at Houston Dynamo Training at the Houston Sports Park.
And congratulations on the win in San Jose.
Thanks, Glenn. Getting 3 points, it's always good.
Let's talk about tomorrow night. We got the Seattle Sounders coming in. They're making a push in the West, coming off a big win over Portland. What did you see in that game against Portland that would, you know, sort of pique your interest around Seattle coming here?
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously come alive in the last number of games. Ladero has made a big impact for them, but you know what? They had good players there before. So, you know, they've been in a good vein of form, though. And Ladero causes a lot of problems because he comes in, you know, into kind of an uncomfortable area. But, you know, we've handled some players that have done that sort of thing in previous games, so we have to pay very close attention to it. He does a good job coming into that area. Dempsey is always a problem because sometimes he's on the front line, sometimes he drops into midfield, and then Morris has been really, really good, you know, finding space in behind the backs. So, you know, Dempsey and Ladero, they're good at picking their heads up, and they played some good through ball. So we have to pay really close attention to those things, but, you know, that's the challenge for the week. So, you know, there's a big challenge, but we have to step up and take care of it.
Dynamo manager Wade Barrett joining us here on ESPN 97.5. How do you position this one after the win in San Jose, obviously? You got that first road win. That's a big deal. How do you position this game now to your group of guys?
Yeah, I mean, we were all really pleased with the 3 points, but that can't be good enough. And we talked about that immediately after the game, that yes, it feels good to win, but we can't just kind of now say, okay, look, we got the first road win and that's good enough. It's not. We have to then come in this week. We have to try to take momentum. I mean, there's every reason that we should step out with confidence in the game on Wednesday and try to get 3 points again. And if that happens, then, you know, it creates a little bit of momentum for us. And, you know, who knows what the group can do.
You as a manager right now, it's a tough ask to get into the playoffs. I know mathematically it takes a long time for teams to be eliminated from making the playoffs. What's most important to you now? Is it the focus on next year, building for the next season? Is it in the now? What's most important for you as a manager?
I think what will always be most important for me as a manager is winning the next game. So, yes, there are multiple things that we have to pay attention to in the final part of the season. We've brought some guys in the short term that we'd like to get a look at. All the same, nothing will be given. And I've stressed that to the players, that I want to be competitive in every single game. I'm not just going to play somebody just for the sake of playing them. They have to fight to earn their spot in the 11 for the weekend. Now, I don't pick my 11 two and three games out. I only pick it for the next game. So it's up to the guys to perform well in practice. We pay attention to those things. I film practice. I watch it back. I see who's performing at a high level to make sure that every person that I put on the field, I feel like, is going to do a good job and help us win the game.
I look at your position now and I say this is incredibly challenging because you have a number of things going on. You do want to create a winning culture and you have rebuilt sort of the team shape and have become a difficult team to score goals against. I don't think there's any question. But it is tough for you because some of these guys aren't going to be here next year. You're still trying to assess some players. I see this as a real juggling act by you right now. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, very fair to say. And it is a challenge. But again, I feel like I have credibility with the group because I talk about what is required on the field. And it's on me to make sure that I put guys on the field that are doing the things that I'm asking. And it's so, yes, there's a challenge. There's, you know, maybe multiple things to juggle. But I'm asking that from the players every day in practice. And then I have to adhere to my end of things that when I'm asking for those things, I'm asking for the hard work. I'm asking for the selfless attitude, for paying attention to detail. All those things have to apply to every player through every single training session. And honestly, the guys have been excellent. So I can't point to anybody right now that has been an outlier in that regard. So everybody's come on board. Everybody's working hard. And that makes a job difficult for me to then choose the lineup. But, you know, so it is.
Wade Barrett joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate his time. All right, so you got a number of lone players here. You got limited games left in the season. You are going to have to make a decision at the end of this loan agreement on these guys. How can you do that without seeing them in MLS play? And will you, at some point, get these guys into league play in order for you to make a determination on a Keener Brown, make a determination on a Yair or Beleta? Because that's where I see the games running out. You guys have to make decisions after these loan agreements come out. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, a couple different ways. Number one, we evaluate in training every day. That's, again, why I'm kind of filming, because a lot of times in training you can watch, focus on one thing or another. But watching back the film lets me look at those players and how they're doing in training. And you can tell. You can evaluate how someone's doing in a passing exercise, how they're doing in a possession game. So we're evaluating those players every single day. And the second part is, yeah, I'm eager to get them game minutes. You know, I see the impact that they can make coming in. But again, they're still relatively new to the club. Yair has now gotten good minutes with RGV, so I know his game fitness is there. Jose has gotten game time with RGV, so I know his fitness is there. So it's on me now to try to find the opportunity to look at those guys while still maintaining everything that we've been doing along the way. It's a challenge for sure.
Wade, best of luck against Seattle.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, that's Wade Barrett, Dynamo manager, Seattle in town tomorrow night to take on the Houston Dynamo with Clint Dempsey, Nicholas Lodero and company. That is a good one to get out to BBVA Compass Stadium. This interview brought to you by HoustonDynamo.com. Get over there, get your tickets for the Dynamo Seattle. So that was Wade Barrett earlier today down at Dynamo Training. Let's get your thoughts on that interview, 713-780-3776. Let's get your thoughts. Do you want Wade Barrett to be hired as the next Dynamo manager? That's a legitimate question to you, the Dynamo fan base. I also would put out there biggest needs for the Houston Dynamo, and I think there's a lot of them, quite frankly. And then what do you think of owner Gabriel Brenner's letter to you, the Dynamo fan? I mean, I think it's always good to hear from the owner, and it's good to hear from Gabriel Brenner. So what are your thoughts there? 713-780-3776, or are you just tired, Dynamo fan? Are you out there? That's what I want to know. You're out there when you're definitely out there when we give tickets away for free. I think we know that, right, Tyler? And we're going to be giving more away here tonight. But we'll get your thoughts on that interview. We do have coming up, excuse me, on the show, Fox analyst Warren Barton, also played for Newcastle in the Premier League. Going to ask him about DeAndre Yedlin playing up in Northern England. That is one soccer part of the world, Northern England, no doubt about it. 713-780-3776. Brazilian gold. Where do we put this in the context of the World Cup debacle where they were trounced by Germany 7-1? Now, some are trying to use this as a Band-Aid on that emotional loss. Obviously, the two separate things, in my opinion. What do you think? 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. We will take a break now, and as we take a break, I'm going to remind you that I speak as the host of Soccer Matters on behalf of my favorite political party. It is the Bud Light Party. People say the country is divided. We disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. 3-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, Ronaldo. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself on Tuesday nights
for the best in soccer talk. Okay, when we come back, I promised you we will talk about the great Ronaldo. And I'm not talking Cristiano. I'm talking the Brazilian Ronaldo, the World Player of the Year many, many times. I'm going to give you his best 11. What an 11 it is. But it does snub a few, as you would know. I will also tell you about Arsene Wenger and the pressure on him and this amazing new logo that Minnesota United has. But right now, eighth caller at 713-780-3776. You got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo against their I-45 rivals, FC Dallas, this Saturday. 713-780-3776. You can also buy your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. We'll take a 7-Up break right now. We'll take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.